If things were getting steamy in your lounge room last night, it could have been a heater issue, maybe, or it could have been this man, our 2021 Bachelor, Jimmy Nicholson. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys, and what a song.
Hey, yeah.
Welcome
to our show. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow, I've said it was the best night of the year last night, and it was. What an episode.
Yeah, it was funny watching it back because obviously a lot of that stuff and the comments about me and about other people I don't hear or see at the cocktail parties. So, yeah, I was as entertained as you guys, I think.
How do you go with being the new national thirst magnet, Jimmy? Because what a position to be in. I mean, things that I've heard about Jimmy being said include Jimmy the Bachelor, so hot he hurts my eyes, and I'm sweating a bit just at the thought of Jimmy. And both of those quotes come straight from Molly. So how are the people in your life talking about it?
I haven't been reading any of the comments because I just don't want to, you know, and it's great that when there's positive comments, that's really nice that people, support me and everything. But, I try and steer away from the comments. But everyone in my life, they're super supportive and they're all really, really excited to watch the journey unfold.
I want you to know, Jimmy, that I actually said those things before I saw you getting emotional with your dad. So we're lucky because that just made me fall in love even more. What a beautiful moment.
They're actually your comments, Molly.
Yeah, I did say that about you.
I'm blushing. You know? Too bad I'm not sitting in front of you guys.
God, it is lucky. We'd have to be putting the cooling on.
Yeah, that's right. No, we want to keep this professional. All right, Jimmy, last night obviously was the reveal of all the girls. Such an intense time for you. We were reading comments from former Bachelor contestant Alicia, who said that she reckons every girl that comes out gets around maybe 8 to 10 minutes with you, which over the course of a night would just be 4 hours on the catwalk itself. Is that how it played out for you?
Look, I can't remember exactly how long I'm chatting with them for, but I feel like it'll be about 5 minutes, maybe a little bit less. So it's a massive night, and the girls are waiting. You know, it's a huge night for them as well. We finished filming at, I think, about 4:30 in the morning on the first night. And it's actually filmed over a couple of nights as well, the first night. So, yeah, big night for everyone. And that's the other thing is that some of the people that went home, you don't see the chats we've had and all that kind of stuff as well. So I'm not just sending people home based on, what they look like. We've spoken and, yeah.
I've always wanted to know, is the first girl that we as the audience see step out the limo the same girl, you know, who's the first one for you to see?
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Steph was actually the first one to come out. And I was a bit of a nervous wreck. But then I watched back last night. I thought, I didn't actually look that nervous, I don't think. So, anyway, poker face.
Makeup's doing its job. But speaking of Jimmy the Bachelor, of course, it premiered last night. I'm just disappointed no one sung you a song this year, Jimmy. Usually one of the girls gets enough of courage to bring out their ukulele or guitar and sing The Bachelor a song to their face, which is always super awkward. Was there any awkward moments with any of the girls with any of the stuff they tried? I know Jay failed with her chess match.
That was pretty funny, though, because it showed Jay's sort of, she's very authentic and, it just shows that she's pretty kind of, she stuffed it up and she wasn't afraid to say it. But poor Elena was trying to do something with me for a while. Elena was the PT, and she then Lily came in on the crane and interrupted her trying to do something for, I think, the third time. So that was a bit awkward, and I felt bad for Elena. But I think she was trying to make me take my shirt off, so I'm pretty happy Lily came in at that stage.
Yeah, lucky. And it was quite the entrance, wasn't it? Just seeing her enter across the sky, geez.
Yes, she's. It was quite an entrance.
When you said you were scared of heights, I fully believe that, and I thought, "There's no way! Like, how are you flying planes and you're scared?"
No. Bit of tongue in cheek, that one. Bit like the aluminium tubing thing.
Yeah.
Do you think you've done a little bit of public service for pilots last night? Because I got a little bit of a bad rap on the edit. Of course, one of the girls, I can't actually remember her name, was disparaging pilots in general.
Yeah, look, I think it's hopefully I'm bigging up for the pilots because, you know, you can't tar someone with the same brush that you have with other people. You know, your occupation doesn't define you as a person, and it's unfortunate that people come in with those sort of the predispositions regarding your jobs and all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, I'm a human being, I'm Jimmy, I'm a different person to other pilots. So hopefully, you know, as the season progressed, Steph saw that.
Now, I know you can't tar professions with the same brush, but radio announcers, all intelligent hotties.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's quite unfortunate because, you know, you guys don't get seen that often.
Imagine if we were seen as well. I mean, God.
Oh, jeez, you'd have some DMs, that's for sure.
Talk about a package. I mean, wow. So can you be honest with us about meeting all of the girls? Is there that gut feeling with one of them from the start?
There is, but look, night one is so crazy that I actually couldn't really remember much from the night. All mm-hmm. I can remember is like, oh yeah, she was really pretty and she made a bit of an impression on me. But it wasn't like, oh, yep, her, let's go, forget mm-hmm. everyone else. It honestly was more of a slow burner for me and the girl I'm with now. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely the attraction's there and people stand out to you, but mm-hmm. it's crazy when there's 32 people coming at you. You know?
We were only talking about this on our show the other day, that you don't know who you're going to get along with in life. And it's so cool that this experience kind of allows you to dip your toe in a bunch of different waters, as such, as bad as that sounds. but you get to mingle with people that you wouldn't in your normal life, people yeah. from different parts of the country, different professions, different, you know, social backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds. It's very cool.
Yeah, it is. And that's the good thing about The Bachelor. Dating people that maybe you wouldn't normally date, that you might swipe left or right, I can't remember, left or right, whatever the no one is.
I'm sure you remember, Jimmy, you dog.
Yeah. Hold up, that's it. Maybe it's left. Anyway, yeah, it puts you in that position. There's no Instagram. You can't stalk them. It's just you and that other person and 22 other people. But, you know, it's just when you're with them, you everything they tell you, you take as gospel and that's it. So it's kind of nice.
Hey, before you get out of here, Jimmy, Molly and I both have the same prediction, which is odd. We've gone through the girls last night. We both have come to the conclusion that we think the girl that you've ended up with is Holly. Just tell us how you maybe had that first impression with Holly, and then we'll play this audio back when we're both right at the end of the season.
Oh, look, I don't want to give anything away, but look, Holly's a great girl, and yeah, but there's I have read a couple of things that people are saying online, and all I'd say is don't believe everything you say that you hear online. But look, there's some amazing girls on the show, so I think it could be a dead heat. And yeah, as I said, for us it was a slow burner for me and the chosen one. So I don't think that you can go off night one.
We got him, Ollie. We got him.
Not bad, Jimmy. You did try.
The Bachelor continues tonight, 7:30 on 10 and 10 Play. Jimmy, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, mate. All the best.
Thanks for having me on.